With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson says by watching man on the street interviews with the anti-Israel students demonstrating on college campuses, seems clear that most are woefully uninformed.
The vast majority of them have no idea what they're talking about. They don't know the facts. Some of them are denying that October 7th even happened. I mean, it's ridiculous. And we're relying on and calling upon and demanding these university officials to get control of the situation. It's just completely out of control right now.
Speaker Johnson appeared this week on the Salem Radio Network. Retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis says the new aid package for Ukraine will give it a lot greater protection against Russia's advance over the next year.
ATACMS, the long-range surface-to-surface missiles, will be striking Crimea. Drones purchased by Ukraine, built by Ukraine in many cases, better cyber, all of that.
Stavridis says a good portion of the $60 billion in aid to Ukraine will actually find its way back into the hands of U.S. military suppliers, helping to rebuild the U.S. military industry in the process. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Still trying to figure out exactly how much damage and hopefully no loss of life today after a tornado plowed through suburban Omaha, Nebraska.
A tornado demolished homes and businesses as the twister tore for miles along farmland and into subdivisions. Multiple tornadoes were reported in Nebraska, but the most destructive storm moved from a largely rural area into the suburbs northwest of Omaha. The Weather Service has issued tornado watches across parts of Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. And forecasters are warning that large hail and damaging wind gusts are possible. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. Some lawmen are taking on one of the nation's largest banks, Michael Harrington explains.
There have been growing reports that Bank of America has been closing the accounts of Christian ministries with very little explanation. Some conservative organizations have suffered the same fate. Now a group of 15 Republican attorneys general has sent a letter to the bank asking questions about why it is closing the accounts. A spokesman for Bank of America tells the Christian Post that religion has nothing to do with its decisions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Idaho organization says it will ask voters to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. The pro-abortion Idahoans United for Women and Families says it hopes to have one or more initiatives on the 2026 ballot. Idaho has several pro-life laws on the books, including one that makes performing abortions a crime unless it is done to save the life of the mother. This is SRN News. The owner of a suburban Detroit business that caught fire and exploded, killing a man, was arrested at a New York airport as he was preparing to depart for Hong Kong on a one-way flight. Macomb County Prosecutor Peter Lucindo says business owners are typically suspects in cases like this one.
He was a suspect from the beginning, being the owner of this business. Anyone that owns a business and something like this happens has to be considered a suspect.
The man was brought back to Michigan and arraigned on Thursday on a charge of involuntary manslaughter. A tornado has plowed through suburban Omaha, Nebraska, demolishing homes and businesses. It wasn't clear yet Friday afternoon if anybody was injured or killed in the storm. Multiple tornadoes reported in Nebraska, but the most destructive moved from a largely rural area into the suburbs northwest of Omaha. More on these stories at srnnews.com.